Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some draft stuff in the 1 o'clock hour. Of course, we have open lines, so anything on your mind, fair game. 248-539-9797. Ticket text. 248-539-9797. You can tweet us at DuganGator971 as well. All different ways you can get through. But I want to talk specifically to one Detroit team. Detroit Tigers, I thought we had an agreement. You are going to pitch very well, and you are going to play good defense. And specifically when it comes to the defense, I feel like they are going against our arrangement the last couple of days. They have not played well defensively. They certainly didn't pitch well yesterday. Kenta Maeda, he looked like he had zero command. I mean zero command. And I don't know. I don't want to be over dramatic, but you got Matt Manning down there at AAA. How many starts does Maeda get?
That's a great question. There's an issue because of the contract you signed him to.
So what, 2 years, $24 million?
Yeah,
it's $14 million this year and $10 million next year.
If I'm not mistaken, Maeda is notorious for getting off the slow starts. Not that that's an excuse; it just might be a fact, which you don't like to hear, because it'd be nice of him to get going. I just want to see if I can figure this, see what this actually is. In April and May, in his career, he is an ERA of 5.07. That's April and March, I'm sorry, of 5.07. That drops down in May to 3.75, drops down to 3.14 in June, and 3.69 in July, goes back up to 4.28 in August, and back down to 3.53 in September. So his history in his career shows you that he'll be much better. So do I sit here, twiddle my thumbs, and wait another week and a half for April to pass and let's get into May? I think you're already resigned to that because you're in for a little bit more of a long haul with him because of the two-year contract. So you're not going to do anything about it just yet.
The problem is I didn't like the offseason to begin with. Not very many people did. I admittedly have more questions about Flaherty than I did Maeda. But Maeda has been brutal here. And yesterday he couldn't spot the pitches anywhere. And then when the team doesn't play good defense behind him, and there were multiple,
this is back-to-back games.
Yeah. Man. And it was multiple, some of them weren't errors, but they weren't great defensive plays either. You know, the play where Urshela missed the tag, double play ball, the hesitation from Spencer Torkelson that cost him at first. I mean, just they were crisp and tight for the first what is it, 16 games in the last couple of games? Not so much. And I thought we'd establish what you're going to need to be. And of course, the irony is the offense was provided yesterday, which is, I guess, how this thing works. When you're a 500 team, you do 500 team things.
To further answer your question, I guess I would, you know, you're looking at give the full month of May and part of June before I'm like, all right, I'm done with him. Absolutely done with him. Unless he is continued to be positively horrific for throughout the next month, then, you know, you can do whatever you want to do, I suppose. And that maybe I'll be leading the charge. But his career numbers do suggest that it's a dramatic improvement after the first month of the season.
Well, he's had four
in every
starts.
Category.
He's had four starts, and it's supposed to improve in May, is what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know if the May evidence is backing up the March-April evidence. I just don't know how long you could leave Matt Manning down, especially with the team that's trying to – you want to send a message that you're trying to contend.
Yeah.
But you've got this two-year – contract with Maeda, which, my God, why couldn't it have been a one-year deal? But, and the thing is about Maeda, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and like, why'd they even get this guy? And I'm gonna guess he wasn't plan A. I'm gonna guess they had plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and then they needed somebody and they went Maeda, and they wanted some veteran arms, and there were still questions about Casey Mize's health. I get it, and how ready others are, and yet I'm sorry, I'm not condemning the regime. I just don't, this isn't off to a great start here with some of these signings.
No, it's not at all. And I understand I'm not happy about it. I want him to be better. But again, when I look at data, it is remarkable how stark the difference is. Mm-hmm. I mean, just his batting average against in the months of April, March, you know, so the first month of the season, in his career, in 35 games, is .281. In the 23 games he's pitched in his career in May, it drops down to .204. And then to .215, .220, .216, .221. All those numbers are actually really good. A career OPS against in April and March is .829. That's high. That's not good. But drops to .619, .617, .668, .669, .656. All well below league average OPS. So that's the caution. Wait on it and see if he changes dramatically like he has throughout his career in May. If it doesn't, if the numbers are the same this year in May as they were in April, then make a move.
Two. I give him two starts in May.
You give
and
him
then
two?
Then I'm going to get Matt Manning.
And
I'm going
heave-ho?
I'm going to ask Kenta if his back is seizing up.
Well, and
for 60 days.
Things can work themselves out, too. We know pitchers aren't going to stay healthy the whole season throughout the rotation. Someone's going to get an opportunity because of that. And that's just baseball, man. It always happens like that. Do I want to see Matt Manning here? Yeah. It's disappointing because he pitched so well in the spring, and he's pitched so well so far in a couple of starts, spot starts in the majors, and also in a couple starts he's had in at Toledo. He came in a game yesterday and, you know, fired off another five innings of, I think, two runs or less at Toledo. He's ready to go. He's chomping at the bit. He wants the opportunity again, and he'll get another opportunity. Will it come at the expense of Kenta Maeda? Maybe.
Now, under the radar, probably not talked about, and maybe even some people didn't notice, Javi Baez. Javi Baez had a decent day at the plate. Is his bat starting to wake up here a little bit?
Well, you certainly hope so. And I would say that some of that, it just maybe it's who you're facing. You know, you're facing a young pitcher who maybe doesn't have the wipeout slider that every other pitcher seemingly does. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have that in his arsenal. So you're not going to get Javi to chase a pitch that the pitcher can't throw. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's just Javi waking up. But he stung the ball on a couple of hits. And even the last out of the game, he hit it opposite field. And it started to slice away, but the outfielder was in good position, makes the running catch. But he's been a lot better the last few games.
One of the things about watching Baez is that even in the game where he still swings at a pitch wildly out of the strike zone and can't lay off, he goes 2-for-5, RBI, two doubles, another that was caught, and he didn't strike out. So there was that. Now, do you hear what's happening in Minnesota?
I know it's going to be like 35 degrees tonight when they play.
It was snowing today.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's so. That. It's supposed to be much nicer. Like tomorrow, it's going to be in the 50s, and I think Sunday it's going to be like 60. So it'll be better in the weekend. But can they get the game in tonight? You hope. I don't want to have to go through another doubleheader where the Tigers have a third doubleheader in the first few weeks of the season.
You asked a question on your show sheet that is amazing psychology, and I think there's, for some reason, context makes such a big deal and really matters. You said we enjoy football in colder weather. Why not baseball?
Yeah. The pace of the game?
I don't know. Because it's like 50 degrees in Michigan on a day like today. What is it even right now? Is it 50 degrees?
I think it's mid-50s right
okay.
now.
Yeah. You put this day,
it's windy.
You put this day down in Florida, I am freezing.
Right, right.
Up here, I'm fine.
Yeah, get the shorts out.
Yeah, you put this weather on a football Saturday, it's beautiful. At a baseball game, I'm freezing.
Right.
I think either I'm mentally weak, which is certainly a possibility, but I think context matters.
It totally matters. I think it's baseball's a summer sport. We think of it, right? The boys of summer. It's baseball, and you're expected to wear shorts and a t-shirt, go to the game, and ooh, maybe I'll have to bring a hoodie or a quarter zip or something. But I should be all right. You're not expecting to deal with snow squalls in the late, you know. Late April here, although it's maybe not that late. It's April 19th.
Yep.
But it's going to be kind of crazy there tonight if there's snow falling. I mean, do you play when it's snowing, when it starts to snow?
Yeah. As long as it doesn't snow too heavy. I mean, remember opening day?
Yeah, but maybe, that was like later in the game it showed up. I'm just saying, do you treat it like, it's like if it rains while the game has gone on in the fourth inning, it starts to rain, you'll play through it. But if it starts raining before the game, you don't start the game yet. You do the same thing for snow?
I don't think snow is as disruptive as rain is, depending on how much there is. I guess.
Visually more difficult. Yeah. It ends up turning wet.
Eventually, yeah. It gets to be a problem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, you're the snow expert.
I do love it. But I also, like, I'm done with it. When winter's over, I'm ready.
You know what's funny is I was watching one of the shows I'd recorded, one of the renovation shows, and one of them took place in Colorado, and they were showing the finished product, and as they're touring the house and whatnot, snow was falling on the ground.
Yep.
And I realized I actually like snow a lot, but I like it if I'm on vacation. I like it for the aesthetic. I can't stand it when I have to drive to work in the morning and deal with snow, deal with traffic, deal with all that stuff. But if I'm sitting at home, got the fire going, and look outside. Do I want to have the light outside so I can see the snow fall? You betcha. I love snow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.